Well, HSE Chief Paul Reid told us earlier in the programme that all residents and staff in nursing homes and long-term care should have received their first dose of the vaccine by the end of today. That is welcome news for nursing homes. But of course, this third wave has again brought many outbreaks across the sector and sadly, many deaths. I'm joined by Tadhg Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland. That represents 460 private nursing homes, about 18,000 residents. Tadhg Daly, are residents in your home still being vaccinated today as we speak, and will they be done by this evening?
Yeah, good afternoon, Carol. Yeah, absolutely. That's the very positive news that by close of business today, we expect that the vast majority of both residents and staff in all nursing homes across the country, public and private and voluntary, will have been vaccinated. There will be some who couldn't take the vaccine at this particular time due to being COVID positive or indeed potentially having other ailments. So it is very, very positive. And I suppose what we need to ensure now is that we need to maintain the focus on the vaccination scheme and that all of the, I suppose, vaccine stocks that we have need to be directed obviously towards the most vulnerable, and we can't have any slippage.
Because those second doses will be starting tomorrow then. What does it mean for residents to be vaccinated? Will this allow them to have more visits? Because we still have to social distance and wear masks, we're told, even with vaccines.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, clearly, it's a very important step, and that can be seen in many of the social media comments and indeed some of your own reports during the week, talking to residents themselves and the joy and the elation that they have experienced in terms of receiving the first dose. But clearly, we have to be very vigilant and remain hyper-vigilant given the huge numbers in the community. So what it'll mean in the short term is unfortunately very little. We need to get the second dose as quickly as possible. Obviously, the 21 days for the majority and then 28 days. But clearly, we still need to maintain high vigilance in terms of infection control right across the system for some time to come, because we still don't know, and the public health will tell us that the transmissibility of this virus is particularly virulent. So it will be some time before we see the positive effects of the virus. But it is definitely a huge, huge step and very much a step in the right direction.
Where is the biggest risk of the virus now entering nursing homes? Because I know you are worried about people who are returning from hospitals or coming into the nursing home from hospitals.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point in time, there's about 160 outbreaks across the country. There's weekly testing ongoing of all staff, and the detection rate is something of the order of 2.2%. So we've been engaged with the HSE on two issues over the last number of weeks. One is on the issue of the FFP2 masks, which you mentioned earlier with Paul Reid. And again, we're very encouraged to hear that there won't be any issue around the FFP2 masks for nursing homes. And the second issue is now we need to ensure that residents who are being discharged from the acute hospitals, because we've seen the massive surge in cases in the acute hospitals. We need to ensure that any discharges from the acute hospitals are tested, obviously, which is the current practice. But now we need to ensure that there's a policy and procedure around vaccinating those discharges from the acute hospitals prior to or as soon as is practically possible entering a nursing home.
Now, staff has been the biggest challenge for you, really, and we saw the Defence Forces helping out in three homes last week. What were they doing, and could they be used more widely across the sector to help out?
Yeah, well, clearly, as you say, staffing, I mean, we've seen in the acute hospital system almost 7,000 staff out, and that's replicated across the nursing homes. The latest information I have is something of the order of 1,800 staff who cannot work due to either having COVID or being a close contact. So that's having a huge impact across all nursing homes, public, private and voluntary. So we need to deploy any and all resources that we have. My information on the Defence Forces is a very positive, that they were involved in cleaning, catering and laundry in those three that you mentioned. So we'll be working closely with all stakeholders as this develops, because the threat of the virus is still very real. And as I say, we need to mobilise all resources and ensure that the most vulnerable, those in residential care, are protected, and we leave absolutely no stone unturned, as it were, to ensure that we can continue to provide the high quality care that they need.
Tadhg Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.